Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, November 14th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's Monday afternoon, a beautiful 60 degrees in the middle of November. We couldn't ask for anything more.
It's kind of hard to believe.
It's really hard to believe. Now, we want to say some thank yous. First of all, if this is the first time you've ever tuned in to Wing TV, thanks for finding us.
Mm-hmm.
Settle in, take a look around our website, and we hope you come back.
It's a lot to see.
Yes, there is. And also, for those people who've been watching us right from the very start, an even bigger thank you, and we're glad you tune in every day. Glad you're trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Right. I'd like to thank Michael, too, in Canada, for giving us some information about podcasting. We're looking into that, and we should have some information in the next few days on that
right.
for you.
Yeah, just another avenue for people to tune in to Wing TV, because people say that they'd rather, you know, if they could put it on their iPod player and take it in their car or when they go to class or whatever, it would be a lot easier
yeah.
for them.
We're looking for ways to make it so it's easier to convert the file into
exactly.
your iPod.
Yeah. Also, we got a few thank yous
uh-huh.
here, some plugs. So.
Well, we want to thank Colonel Joe Hart for sending us the book. We finally received it. I don't know what took the post office this long, but I guess that's what we pay them so much money for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check out Colonel Joe's book and his website, go to www.coljoe.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank him.
Also, we got some T-shirts in the mail today from a place called ShirtsWithBalls.com.
These shirts are great. I love them. This one says, "Where were Payne Stewart's F-16 escorts on 9/11?
Uh-huh.
You see that? And this one's going to be mine. Well, first of all, because it's red. But this one says, "Geez, how'd they get all those bombs into the Twin Towers?"
So what they're doing is trying to have a more aggressive approach to 9/11.
Right.
They like their style. Also, they sent
yep.
us a couple
bumper stickers. "Bombs blew up World Trade Center towers." And "Show me the plane hitting the Pentagon."
There you go.
These are great ways to get the word out to the general public. People like T-shirts and bumper stickers.
Yeah.
They notice them. They put them on their cars. They wear them.
Yeah. And last but not least, we got a couple DVDs. A couple weeks ago, we just haven't had a chance to mention them yet. These are from Michael Diamond. And it's called, the first is called Creations and Miracles, Past and Present. And
mm-hmm.
also the other one is End Times Prophecies 2, Agents of the Antichrist. And we haven't even had a chance to look at them yet. We're so overwhelmed.
Right. Oh, but let's give that website. It's shirtswithballs.com.
Yeah. So if anybody out there has anything they'd like to send this way, we give
uh-huh.
free plugs, books, videos, shirts, anything you want, send it our way.
Well,
we'll
let's refine that.
Within
Not
reason.
Anything. It has to be New World Order, 9/11
right.
related
yeah.
type of stuff.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Now, to start the show off today, Lisa, when we're down in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
at the end of September, it was this big anti-war rally. There was 250 or 300,000 people there. And when we went around to the front gates of the White House, there was a big barricade. We were right in the front row.
Uh-huh.
And in front of us were lines of armed guards guarding the White House. Tell everyone about the guy that was standing there with the street sweeper. Described
well,
his gun.
He was dressed all in black. The crowd was mocking him, calling him Darth Vader,
yeah.
because that's what his getup made him look like. And he had a gun that was almost as big as him.
Right. And it was so big that he actually had to have a strap around his
right.
neck to help it up. And the cartridge on this gun was so huge.
It was
yeah.
cylindrical. It was round, and it was like this.
Yeah.
And he was
like
in
that.
His stance, like,
yeah.
Make one move, and you're dead.
Now, I mention this. Because here's a scenario, and stick with us for a couple minutes because you're going to see where this leads. But what if George Bush walked out of the White House today carrying this street sweeper, okay? He walks across the front lawn, walks through the gates, and walks out onto the sidewalk. And, of course, there's going to be hundreds and thousands of people milling around. Well, he just opens up and starts spraying everything in sight with this street sweeper and kills hundreds, if not a thousand people, okay? And when he's done, he walks back into the White House. Now, pretend you're one of the people there. You take some pictures. You have evidence of what happened.
And you saw the whole thing.
You saw the whole thing happen. So you go home that night. It's 5 o'clock. You turn on your TV set, and you're expecting big news. Well, you go to CNN, Fox, ABC, CBS, so forth, and it comes on the TV. 1,000 people killed today in Washington, D.C. by an angry flock of birds, or by terrorists, or by a falling building, or by a weather event.
Or a plane impact.
Whatever the excuse is, they admit that 1,000 people were killed, but not one word is mentioned about George Bush doing the killing, okay? Now, why does this matter? You say, why should we care about this? Well, despite all the overwhelming evidence, photographs, video, first-hand evidence, first-hand testimony, neither the mainstream media nor the government will admit what
right.
actually happened.
Right.
Now is this? Now are you starting to see where we're going with this?
Yeah, so the towers came down on 9/11, but they're not telling you the truth
right.
about how they came down,
yeah.
what caused them to come down.
They won't, the mainstream media and the government won't acknowledge or admit that the World Trade Center towers came down via a controlled demolition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, Professor Stephen E. Jones, who teaches physics at Brigham Young University, is yet another person coming out with proof, undeniable proof,
right.
that the World Trade Center towers came down via controlled demolition.
And he adds his voice
yeah.
to the long list of voices, credible, well-respected men of stature like Morgan Reynolds, Jim Mars, David Ray Griffin,
Kevin Ryan,
Webster Tarpley, Jim
right.
Fetzer. A lot of people have come out now speaking out, credible voices, people with credentials.
Yeah. Now, this isn't the first time that official sources haven't recognized or admitted or acknowledged what has happened with a certain event.
Mm-hmm.
How about the USS Maine when it was sunk? How about the Lusitania?
Mm-hmm.
How about Franklin D. Roosevelt and Winston Churchill having pre-knowledge nearly 2 weeks before Pearl Harbor?
Right.
This is all coming out, yet official
How about
sources.
Ron Brown, the Oklahoma City bomb.
Right. The Gulf of Tonkin.
Mm-hmm.
The USS Liberty. The
right.
assassination of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy. How about John Lennon? All of these were supposedly done.
Clinton's and, and Mina.
Yeah, by lone nut assassins.
Right.
Mina, with Bill Clinton and President or Vice President at the time, George Bush,
mm-hmm.
running a huge drug trafficking operation. We could go on and on till the end of the show, listing examples.
Right, regrettably.
Regrettably. And then, on top of it all, 9/11.
Yeah.
No plane. Crashed in Shanksville. A Boeing 757 didn't crash into the Pentagon, and the World Trade Center towers didn't come down via the impact and the tiny little jet fuel fires. They came down via controlled demolition. Yet, if you look in any history books about any of the things we mentioned, are these things in there?
Uh-huh.
Of course not. It's the lies, the big lies. And that's what the name of our article is on the Wing TV homepage today, The Big Lie. And so what we have to do is we have to start going to the mainstream official sources directly while they're live and start refuting the story.
Right. We promote activism big time on Wing TV, and we engage in it ourselves. And we respect the people that also get up and get
mm-hmm.
off their butt and get out on the street and do the same thing. But we know that many of you don't want to do things like that, that you don't want to leave your house and go out to a protest and so forth. Well, writing letters to your newspapers aren't enough.
Because they can ignore it.
Right. And writing to your politicians is not enough because
they can ignore,
they
it.
Ignore it.
Right.
So what you need to do is use your phone. You like
right.
to use your phone. You use it every day.
Well, what we're going to do here in the next couple of weeks is we're actually going to have a link or some kind of thing mm-hmm. on our website where we're going to explain more fully how we're going to go directly to these sources live. And that means, you know, all the talk shows
mm-hmm.
and the few TV shows that actually have viewer call-in. And this is how we have to get them. This is the only way, because they can keep ignoring us until the end of creation.
Right. You can email the mainstream networks all you want, but more than likely your email is not going to be read or shown, you know, when they do their
right.
viewer feedback segments.
Oh, exactly.
If you're writing about this stuff, you might as well just hit the delete button and throw it in your recycle bin.
Yeah,
because that's where it's going to end up in theirs.
Yeah, put it through your shredder, because John Gibson and Bill O'Reilly, they're not going to read it. And see, what's happening here is the mainstream media gives people a certain type of information, and then they corral them into a pen, and the thing they most want from them is inaction. They don't want people to do anything. They want to give them a certain type of information, and then they want the people to accept it and do nothing.
Right. So the way you bypass, or the best means of bypassing their ignoring you, is to get them on these live shows. A lot of these shows have live call-ins where they take calls from listeners. And so this is how you come in, because Bill O'Reilly has a show like that.
Everyone.
Sean Hannity has a show like that. Doesn't Laura Ingraham do a show
like
that? Gallagher, Mike Gallagher.
Yeah. And see, we're gonna have all the phone numbers, and we're going to have some kind of thing where the more people get through, you know, we might even send free books out or something just to encourage people to start doing this. And see, now I mentioned the
C-SPAN.
Yeah, the mainstream media likes to corral people into a certain pen, and they promote inaction. Well, think about the alternative media. They give people a different kind of information, but they're still corralling them into a pen, and the end result is inaction.
Right.
In other words, if we can't get this information into the official sources, what good is it to preach to the choir?
We have to get the information into the mainstream arena. And the way to do that is to break out of only posting stuff on the internet or contacting people in alternative media circles. Yes, there's people in the alternative media not talking about 9/11, and by all means, hammer them too.
Yes.
Because they have live call-ins also. But the mainstream media is what we have to get, because the solid majority lives outside this box.
That's right, and 9/11 now has become the biggest lie ever told in the history of the world. Shanksville, the Pentagon, and the controlled demolition. The biggest lies ever told. And in all honesty, Lisa, if I was the mainstream media, I wouldn't do things any differently than I'm doing them now, because right now they're not being challenged directly.
Well, they're not being challenged enough. And they're laughing because they're getting away with it. Their tactics have worked consistently over time, so why would they change their methods?
And do you think that none of these people in the mainstream media know about this recent report from Stephen Jones, or about Webster Tarpley, or about Morgan Reynolds?
We had
John LeBoutelier on this show. He knew all about it.
We sent him a copy of 9/11 on trial. Have we heard one peep out of that guy?
Nothing. So these people in the mainstream know about it, but until they're directly confronted, they're saying, why should we do anything differently? Our job, I'm speaking now as the mainstream media, their job is to protect the powerful. Their job isn't to give news to you or information or to make you become active or to change the world, make it better. Their sole job is to condition you and protect the powerful. That's what they do.
And what they intend to do is isolate all voices of dissent, all dissidents, isolate them from the mainstream. Well, we refuse to be isolated from the mainstream. And we said months and months ago, we're coming through, and all these media cowards better realize we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop. We're not going to let them stop this information from coming through.
Yeah. And what a lot of these sites on in the alternative media are going to do is they'll talk about the Stephen Jones article for a day or two, and then they'll go back to their police.
Then they'll move on. Right.
And they'll go back to their fear-mongering. They'll go back to buy our gold, buy our videos, subscribe to our pay-per-view site, buy our British water filters.
Our Novio.
Yeah. It'll be back to just sell.
Uh-huh.
And they just use the news every day as almost an afterthought.
It's a tool of manipulation.
Yeah.
And it's really just sort of like the news is an afterthought away from the actual selling, which appears to be the purpose of many of these programs.
So what we have to ask ourselves now is, we had this groundbreaking report from Stephen E. Jones last Tuesday.
Yes.
I mean, this is 30 pages, and it hits on all cylinders. Now, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do?
We don't want to let it sit on a shelf and collect dust with the rest of the other reports. We need to get it out there. People need to read this and see it, because it's going to open up so many eyes, and it's going to get people starting to pay attention to other news they're getting on the internet. We have to. This is the only unfiltered news source there is on the internet right now.
And see, if once we get this link started, this activism thing where we go directly to the mainstream media and challenge them and confront them every single day,
yep.
We're going to make everybody else on the alternative media aware of this. And right. We want you to pay attention to those who partake in it and those who don't. Because if they don't want to change the world, because that's what activism means, to change the world. If they don't want to change the world, then what do they want? What's their primary objective?
It's very, very important. Those of you who can contact physics professors, engineering professors, scientists, engineers, please continue to do so. And you must call into these radio shows and TV shows that have live call-ins. You have to flood their phone lines. You have to call and get other people to call. Because if they get a lot of calls that and they don't preempt them or cut to a commercial, you'll get on TV and get to say what you want to say.
And see, the people that want to be a part of this, what we're going to do is we'll target like maybe a specific show one day, say Bill O'Reilly.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 people all calling. Somebody's going to get through.
Yep.
And you'll have to like get past a screener. So if Bill O'Reilly is talking about Osama bin Laden, you'll have to say, oh, I want to ask a question about Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Then when you get in there, you say, how could Osama bin Laden have done the controlled demolition on these towers? You know, boom, boom, boom.
You have to be a little creative
right.
getting past their screeners.
Yeah, you can't say, I want to talk about the controlled demolition.
Right, right, because you won't get on.
Yeah.
So you have to be a little creative in how you proceed with the screener. But once you get through the screener, anything goes. Hammer it home.
Yeah, it's almost like guerrilla activism.
Yeah.
And we're going to make everything available. And there's going to be a concerted plan behind it. We're going to have fun. But we're going to go at them, we're going to prank them, we're going to hit them hard, but we're going to let them know that we're not just going to sit here and say, hey, did you see this new article by Stephen Jones, and pass it around to the little chat groups and so forth. We now have to go right towards them,
right
for their throats.
And the way you have to do it is a way that they can't ignore, because
right.
they will ignore your emails. They'll ignore your emails, they'll slough them off, and that's it. So they can't ignore a phone call. They
yeah.
That forces an immediate response. Especially when they're right in the middle of doing their show.
Yeah, and if they hang up on you, it makes them look real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And see, if we can flood a show every day, they might be able to hang up on one person, but what if we get another one, and another one, and another one through, and just keep hitting them with this information, they're going to start saying, what's hitting us? They're
right.
actually becoming organized and doing something, and that's our biggest gripe to date about the alternative media, well, one of them anyway, is that there's no organization. It's like we said, if you have a business plan, you have distinct goals and ways of getting there, methods of operation, and the alternative media, there's nothing. There's no goal, there's no pursuit, there's nothing. It's just spread, you know, just pass out some information, and anytime anyone does say we should get organized, they always say, oh, no, you know, we can't get organized, that's a bad thing, you know, and I could list chapter and
right.
verse of all the people in the alternative media that say, oh, no, we can't get organized. That's not something we should be doing.
Well, do you think maybe we could get organized to hammer the media
with yeah.
phone calls? Do you think that that's well within the respectable range of organization? We need to do this, and it's incumbent upon us to do it. We dishonor the dead of 9/11 if we don't do it.
That's
we
right.
dishonor the dead in this bogus war. If we don't do it.
And Lisa, there's some types of people we don't want to be a part of this. If people are afraid, we don't want them. If people don't want to change the world, we don't want them. The kind of people we want are just like the name of that company, Shirts with Balls.
Yeah.
We want people with balls. People that want to change the world. People that want to start getting in the media's face. And people that want to start
right.
saying, we're not putting up with it
See,
anymore.
The media's had it really good.
So good.
All
so
this
easy.
Time because so much of people's energy and focus is directed at hating the government and what the government's doing. But the media is just as criminally complicit as the government. So let's go for their throats, too.
And why hasn't anybody else in the alternative media, these big heroes, why hasn't anybody thought of this until now?
Well, why aren't they doing that?
Yeah, and why aren't they doing it?
Because they're too busy selling products.
Right. I mean, like, the recent new age of the alternative media started really with the explosion of the Internet. So it's 10 years old or so at best. In 10 years, what real definitive progress has been made to change the official version. Remember, we have to get right back to the beginning here now. The official version. If George Bush walks out of the White House and kills 1,000 people with a street sweeper, but they blame it on a flock of angry birds or terrorists, the official version is what's always going to stand. We have to go and topple that.
When we talk about not accepting and settling for the status quo, we mean it. And these people who want to hear from you when they need your donation money, but don't want to hear from you when you have a question
right.
that you're asking that they don't want to answer, or when you want to discuss issues that they don't want to bring up on their shows, we can't settle for that either. Demand that you get your issues addressed, especially
right.
if you're donating money to these people or buying their products.
Right.
And you have to go hit them with the phone line.
Yeah. One last thing. Before you watch Lisa's photo gallery today, it's a Guns N' Roses song.
It's called Civil War.
Oh, man, and I'm sure everybody's heard the song. But now with her images laid on top of it, it's incredible. But after you're done listening to that and watching it, I want you all out there to do something. Walk into your bathroom or your bedroom, look in the mirror, and ask yourself, do you want to do something to change the world or not? Because what we've been doing for the last 10 years hasn't been changing the world. Ask yourself, do you want to change it or not? And if the answer is yes, be prepared, because in the next couple weeks, sometime after Thanksgiving, we're going to start unleashing this plan or unveiling it and getting your ideas, and it's going to be a full-fledged assault on the mainstream media.
If we believe in getting the truth out, if we believe in truth and how important it is, then we have to do everything within our power to be the heroes instead of waiting for them or looking for them on the horizon. We don't want to be an icon. We want to be the entity. We want to be the truth. We want to manifest the truth out into the mainstream. We can't settle for the status quo. We can't settle for obstacles. We create our own limits.
That's right.
And this is limitless. It's only a matter of as far as you want to go.
Now, tomorrow we're going to have Mr. Vinny Sammartino on. We're going to talk about these snake oil gold peddlers. We're going to talk about Shanksville. We're going to talk about whatever else comes up. He's always a great guy to talk to.
He's a 9/11 researcher and activist, and he was with us, and Michael Langston and Patriot Jim Kujwa and Nico Hout and all those people
up
at Ground Zero,
yeah.
And we're looking forward to having him on the show.
And then Wednesday we'll give you more details about that, but until tomorrow, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.